Good morning, everyone. Good to see you all here. My name's Roger, for those of you who don't know me, and I'm serving teas and coffees over there at the end, so you can come over and say hello and get a cup of tea or coffee. We're looking at a series over the summer on heroes, and today it's Joshua and Caleb. And we've looked at two readings about Joshua's life. What you may not have realized from the readings is how long there was in time between those two readings. Anyone know how long it was between those two readings? Anyone want a guess? It was 40 years. That's a long time. 2 weekends ago, I was away at a reunion with people from a Christian community I used to live in back in the 1970s. So I've got a bit of a recent idea of how much change can happen in 40 or 50 years. People were recognizable, but they were a little bit older. I have a beard now, I didn't when I was that age. So 40 years ago, 1985. I mean, for a start, who here was alive in 1985? Yeah, there's a few. Who was in Peckham in 1985? A few. And who was a member of this church in 1985? Couple at the back, yeah. So 40 years makes a lot of change, doesn't it? And we often think in the life of All Saints, we go back to our roots, 1867, and the hall with the date above it, and the church starting here, and the faithful witness of Christians in this church to Peckham ever since. But turning it on its head, 2065, whoa. Anyone got anything in their diary for 2065? I'm going with no. And which of us will be here in 2065? I mean, we don't know. The future's in the hand of God. But I pray that like this story of Joshua and Caleb, that those who are here in 2065 will have kept the faith and still be trusting God and sure of his protection with them. And one of the things I've always liked about Joshua and Caleb is the consistency. We see them being strong and courageous when they're sent out as spies into the land of Canaan. 12 people went, so that means 10 people were scared and saw the fruit but were terrified of these inhabitants of the land. And then Joshua and Caleb saw the same inhabitants but weren't as scared. Why not? I mean, they all saw the same people. It's not like Joshua and Caleb said, "We saw no people." They just had a different approach to what they saw. So, picture the scene. On the one hand, you've got this beautiful land described as flowing with milk and honey. Now, when I was a kid, I always found that a little bit of a puzzling phrase. It's basically a poetic way of saying there's lots of milk, which means there's lots of grassland where the Israelites could keep their cattle. And it's flowing with honey. There's lots of flowering plants that the bees can generate honey from. So it's a fruitful place. People who visit England when they arrive by air, often comment, or maybe if you've been abroad and come back, when you arrive in the air over England and look down, what do you see? Green, lots of green. And when people who are visitors complain about the rain, you can point out that without the rain, you don't get the green. But that means that country is fruitful. And the place they went to look at was fruitful. Lots of They brought back this huge bunch of grapes to show people what they would get if they moved into the land. But it's not vacant, and there's a huge crowd of big people living there who look pretty fierce. So they gave their report, and then Caleb and Joshua gave what you might call the minority report, saying, these things are true, but that's not all the truth. Who's right? Imagine that you guys are the Israelites. 12 people went out sometime back in July. It's been a long pause. They come back, they give the report, and 10 of them say, no, it's too scary. And 2 of them say, we can do it. Who do you believe and why? What things do you think would help you make your decision? Anyone got any thoughts on what might help you decide how to vote, how to choose between the 10 and the 2? Anyone want to put their hand up? Be courageous. Anyone? What might help you decide?
Faith in God.
Yep, faith in God. And there's one over here. Who's it?
Same answer.
Well, it's around what God was saying in the first place.
Yep. Around what God was saying in the first place. But what might make you think that the 10 were right?
Well, there's 10 of them.
Yep, there's 10 of them. We're very used to living in a democratic culture. And so we might just say, well, 10-2, that's it, game over. But unfortunately, in this case, the 2 were right. How do we know they were right? Because of what happened 40 years later. So God had to say to them, I'm sorry, because you wouldn't obey what I asked you to do and you believe the 10 and not the 2, he sent the whole of that generation out in the desert, wandering around for 40 years. One year for every day that the spies had been investigating the land of Canaan. And then they came back 40 years later for the second go. And the only people who were left from the fighting men of that generation were Joshua and Caleb. And then the second shorter reading is about being strong and courageous. And Joshua is encouraged to be strong and courageous. Easy to say. Who finds being strong and courageous really easy? I'm not seeing a lot of hands. It's difficult, isn't it? And there's a lot of us that know we should do something and are looking for reasons not to. But Joshua was encouraged to be strong and courageous, and we sang, be bold, be strong. Why? For the Lord your God is with you. And in the passage that we had, it says, keep the law of the Lord always on your lips. Meditate it on it day and night. Now, of course, thinking about that, that's in Joshua. If you look at your Bible, Joshua's near the beginning. So Joshua didn't have an awful lot of the Bible to meditate on. And some of it wouldn't have been written down then. We've got far more. And so there's so much that we can read in the Bible about what God has done and what has happened to his people through the generations. And that encourages us. One of the things that the Israelites might have thought was, well, we've come this far, but we got out of Egypt because of the Exodus, crossing the Red Sea, and all the miracles that God did through Moses. So we can trust God to be the same person and to keep being consistent. In the story of our church, we've got the story of those faithful group of people who prayed for years for this church when the congregation was down to a handful and they had faith. We miss them, some of them who have died, and we're grateful for those who are still here. But their faith and what they achieved through their faith, and that we are now here and the church didn't get closed. That encourages us that God is faithful and can be trusted. So how do we today find ways to meditate on the Bible day and night? What works for you? How many of you read the Bible or part of the Bible regularly? Okay, I bet you use different means of doing it. I'll come around and ask a couple of you what you do and what works for you.
The Bible app, pretty useful.
Yep. Who's got the Bible app? Anyone? Yep. What does your daughter do?
I just like reading it. I don't actually, I've never massively found a commentary that I help, but I think it can just speak on its own.
Just reading it? Anyone else? Some people use paper Bible reading notes. I do that, which can be helpful. There's lots of different ways of reading it. Anyone else got anything to add? At the back.
I have different Bibles, so sometimes if I don't understand one, I can look in the Message.
Yes, that's a good idea. One of the lovely things about some of the apps and things is you can get multiple versions of your Bible just on your phone. So I can find that if the NIV is a bit tricky, another version might put it differently. In Men's Prayer Breakfast, we read all the passages twice. Once we read it with the NIV, and then we read it in the Easy Version, which is a version with a vocabulary of 1,000 words. So it's easier to understand. Sometimes something that you've read for a long time in the NIV just strikes you right between the eyes because it's so simple, you can't misunderstand it. So I encourage you all to continue to read the Bible, to try and find other ways of reading it. Because through reading the Bible, we get what it takes to be strong and courageous. And then what happened next? Well, you'll have to read the book of Joshua to find out.